Tamaho Temara heads Toi Māori, the Māori art promotion kaupapa. And I just wanted to get Tamaho's kōrero about the fact that Michael Parakorfai's A Peak in Darien has set a New Zealand art auction record. Many of you will be familiar with this piece. It represented us on the international stage at one stage, and it's of a bull sitting on a grand piano, which right from the get-go is a bit unusual, but it's just realised a huge price, over $2 million, as part of the Art and Objects Tu De Boer Tatham Collection auction. The previous record for a New Zealand artist at auction was achieved by Colin McCann and the Canoe Tainui, when it sold for $1.58 million about 5 years ago. Thank you for joining us on the show today, Tamaho. Tēnā koe. It's not exactly a Māori piece, but it's certainly the idea came out of a Māori head, didn't it? A big bull sitting on a grand piano. You art people got some weird things, but hey, obviously somebody likes weirdness because they've just paid over $2 million for it. What do you read into that?
Look, with Michael Parakorfai, I mean, he's world renowned with doing exhibitions such as that. And look, I've seen his objects all over the world as well, in New York, San Francisco, at museums. He has a big bull right in the middle of New York, not far from where the Twin Towers were. And as a Māori artist, I think he's doing great work. Just the fact that he's a Māori artist promotes us as Māori people on the world stage. So, no, congratulations to him for doing things such as selling his latest artwork that was picked up by the Tate Museum. And he's certainly part of that that echelon of Māori artists who gets out there. Doesn't look like Māori art, but the fact that he's his whakapapa is Māori, that says a great deal for us as a people.
Yeah, kapai. He's from he's 50, in his early 50s now, and of course went to Elam. He's from Ngāti Whakarongo and Ngāriki Kaiputai. As well. So he has interesting work, and for those of you who are intrigued by what makes him tick, just go down to the Queen's Wharf too, because they've got that scaled down state house, which is still there, and even that's an unusual addition to his artistic portfolio. But he's got some interesting concepts that he manages to turn into successful artwork, yeah.
Yes, that's right. So say like with the piano, now back in 2018, his work, which featured a red piano carved and stained with red ochre, featured at the Oceania exhibition in London. And I thought, wow, what a great piece. He also had that featured up at the National Museum here at Te Papa. And again, that's a statement about him as a person and him trying to also capture some of that kōrero within his art. So hence, he carved the piano with Māori motifs, core whaiwhai designing on that to capture part of that whakapapa that you've just mentioned about him. Dale.
Well, congratulations to him. He seems to keep representing us on an international stage. We just wanted to acknowledge that fact, Tamaho. Anything interesting on your desk, mate? What's going on with the art world at the moment?
Yeah, well, I think the last time I was spoken to you, Dale, was that we had three national hui running before we dropped into level four, and of course the different alert levels within the regions there. So we've had to postpone three major national hui that we've had. The first of all was the gathering of our national carvers, called together by the likes of Rangi Kipa, who is the chair for Runanga Whakairo, and he has a whole committee around him of famous carvers such as Lionel Grant, Bernard Makawere, and a whole lot of people like of that stature. So we'll postpone that for next year. Certainly over the Labor weekend, where we had our national weavers gathering, that was postponed as well. That was meant to be held at Te Wānanō Raukawa in Ōtaki. And it's weavers from all over the motu. And of course, with all the different alert levels, that didn't allow our membership to gather. So we had to postpone that. So that's for, being held for 2022 Labor weekend, back in Ōtaki again. And of course, with the latest one is our National Writers, which was meant to be held up in Gisborne this year on the 26th or the 28th. That also has been postponed. So there's not much we can do in terms of gathering our people together, especially when it exceeds 100 people. So therefore, I've gone back to all our committee art forms and just said to them, think smaller numbers for next year within the parameters that have been set by the COVID alert levels. And we're still analysing what the traffic light signals mean, the red, the amber, and the green. So we're still working through that. Look, we've also been part of discussions with Creative New Zealand in terms of what this all means for arts right across the organisation. So we're being affected as part of that. And I guess from my side of the fence here, it's just keeping all our Māori artists up to date with the information that's currently out there at the moment. So we're looking for the best possible environment for our artists to be in a safe environment. And we're also considering vaccinations and stuff like that and how that affects our people as well. So as you note, throughout media, Māori are one of the lowest vaccinated people in the country at this point in time. So, and those are, you know, real issues that we've got to deal to debate and discuss as for a way forward. And how do we do this? So, those are some of the things that we're thinking about right at this point in time, Dale.